Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But right now we welcome in the House Republican leader, the Honorable Themis Claridis. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday on Facebook, you were one of the co-sponsors along with Reverend Stephen Cousin of a discussion called Policing in This Current Age, a Conversation. First off, how was the response? And secondly, what was the general tenor of the conversation with your outstanding panel?
There was a glitch, a technological glitch with the Facebook Live, so people were having trouble getting on that. But what we did was tape the whole thing and then posted it all over. So we've gotten very positive responses to it. The way it happened was, after the George Floyd tragedy, I contacted Reverend Cousin, who is a friend of mine, and I said, "Listen, this is horrific, and I don't know, with you being a pastor in New Haven community," and he works very closely with the New Haven Police Department also, so he has a lot of experience and insight as to how all of this plays out. What do you suggest? So we talked about it, and we said, let's put together a panel. And obviously, in this day and age, it had to be Zoom, unfortunately, and not in person. But we started reaching out, and the first people we reached out to was the New Haven police chief and the Yale assistant police chief. And they thought it was a great idea, and they're very interested in doing it. So that's how the panel kind of started. And the whole point of it was very simply just to listen to everybody's perspective, and what they felt was working and what wasn't working from all sides. And you've heard me say before, I don't know what it feels like to be an African-American person that gets stopped by the police, or an African-American person in this world today. And I want to hear from other people, because we're going to be going into special session in a month or so, and we're going to be putting together legislation that we're working on now. So, I think this whole issue is not... You can do both. You can support law enforcement that are doing the right thing, and you can support making sure people are treated fairly. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Beginning of June, I believe there was a little confab. A number of people got together. Kevin Witkos, for example, who was a police officer in Canton, a sergeant. It's interesting to get that input, but I mean, the point is, body cameras, I've heard that coming around. What's your opinion on that?
We passed a body camera bill a few years ago in the legislature, and that was something that I support, and every police officer I've spoken to supports that. So the issue now is funding for it, because it's not only that it costs money, and that's why every town doesn't have it, but it's, you have to store it, and that costs money, and how long do you store the film, and that costs money, that kind of thing. I mean, there's some very basic things that I think a lot of us have talked about, that the police support, like body cameras, like more psychological evaluations. I mean, right now you get hired as a police officer, you get a psychological evaluation, you never get one again. Clearly we talk about chokeholds and that kind of thing. But I think this is an accountability issue for everybody involved. We've done a lot of good things in the legislature. There's clearly a lot more to do. And again, this isn't blaming any one group, but this is all sitting down together and saying, what can we do to make this better? What can we do to make people safer in Connecticut?
Themis, what was the consensus of the panelists yesterday about all the discussion we've heard recently about defunding police departments?
You know, I think what I've learned in the past couple of days through talking to all of these people that are on the panel yesterday and other people that I've been in contact with, is when you hear the word defunding, that sounds as if they just want to take all the money away from the police departments. When I think what most people, not all people, of course, but most people mean is kind of a reprioritization of funding. For example, putting more money into school resource officers, which I'm a proponent of, because I think having a police officer presence in a school, particularly in urban centers, is crucial to kids understanding that the police aren't bad and they can help you, and developing relationships and changing the culture of how people in inner cities in particular feel about the police, of mental health training and police officers understanding how to deal with that, those issues either amongst themselves or interacting with other people that they serve. And so I think that certainly I don't support defunding police officers, but I think that it's time right now to decide, and most police officers and the police officers on the panel yesterday certainly agreed with this, to sit down and figure out, we have X amount of dollars, where within the police officer law enforcement world is it best used? So you hear us talk all the time about, you know, in budgeting and on the state level, what are your priorities? We have to figure out what our priorities are and make sure the limited dollars we have go towards that. I think it's very similar. In 2020, what are our biggest issues in law enforcement and policing, and how can we help police officers be better? How can we help them help themselves and therefore be better at their job and treat people better and have everybody treated more fairly?
I'd like to think about the resource officer in that. Even in Avon, you know, a crime-ridden Avon, you know, they had a resource officer at the high school. And the fact is, he gets to know the kids, which I think is equally as important. The kids know him. He gets to know them. It's just kind of like, you know who each other are, and you know how to accommodate each other.
Right. I mean, my brother-in-law was a school resource officer many years ago, and that's when I first really learned how it worked. And what I will say is this. Not only is it important to have a school resource officer, but it is important who the school resource officer is, right? You have to have somebody in that school that those kids can identify with, right? That those kids feel like they can go talk to, that has either a personality or you know, perfect example, in urban centers, somebody that looks like them, that they feel like they can identify with. And I think that that's important. I think it's not only important that there's one there or two or three or whatever the number is that's appropriate, but who it is. And, you know, I just use my brother-in-law as an example. I mean, he was a man in his, you know, early 40s, I think, when he did it. And, you know, he was a young guy and he was into sports and people, he's very personable and kids like talking to him. And when they want to talk to you and they're not afraid to talk to you, they'll come to you with their problems and their issues. And you can help them, number one. And number two, you develop a relationship that law enforcement isn't bad, and they're really there to help me, not hurt me.
Is yesterday's panel discussion still available on Facebook?
It is. It's available on my Facebook. It's available on the Anti-Defamation League Facebook, and I think probably some of the other people on there. You know, the ADL and the Jewish Federation, both were sponsors of this, so I thank them for that. That was very helpful to us, and they've, I think it's on both of their website, Facebook, too, in addition to mine.
All right, and Thursday, of course, you can check Thursdays with Themis on Themis' Facebook page when she honors somebody in the community who's putting themselves on the line to help others. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Stay
Thanks,
safe,
Themis.
And we'll visit with you
thank
again
you.
Soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
House Republican Leader Themis Claridis from the 114th District. Woodridge, Orange, Danbury, and the like. Yeah, very important discussion, and I think the more we can discuss things like this rationally, mm-hmm. then the better off we'll be as a society.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.